稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天的传承跨代的危机与转机，曾金发牧师继续回答讲座现场神学生针对传承更深的生命这个主题所提出的问题。例如，牧者都知道门徒训练的重要，但无法落实的原因是什么？要改变教会的系统似乎很困难，凭信徒如何从自身做起？另外也问到曾牧师在忙碌的服事中如何每天检视自己的生命，如何安排时间，如何平衡个人与教会的需要以及之间的张力。以下我们一块来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
Let me tell you one more quick story.
再一个例子。
When I was senior pastor, each morning I would go to the office early for my quiet time as well as to pray for my staff.
然后我当主任牧师的时候，我很早到办公室作为我的灵修时间，以及我为我的上面的同工们祷告。
And I would take my staff files each day to pray for different ones and ask the Lord specifically what developmental task should I give to them to help them to grow.
我就拿出我的同工们的档案，就为他们一个个祷告。我特别会问神说，这个人你要给我什么样一个发展的目标，帮助他成长。
I'm a leader. I know how to assign roles and responsibilities for my staff.
我是一个领袖，我知道如何分配我下面跟我一起侍奉的人他们的工作跟责任。
But I regularly come before the Lord to ask him for his guidance because it's my expression of my dependence upon him to do his will.
可是我常常提醒自己，就是来到神面前求神引领，因为这个提醒我，我需要倚靠神。
So for two of my deputy senior pastors, I told them write a book.
所以我的另外两位辅助接任主任牧师的这两位同工，他们就一起写了一本书。
I told them because when you are senior pastors, you probably won't have time to write books, and nobody will push you to write a book. But now I'm your senior pastor, write a book, and I will give you the time to write a book.
然后我就说，当你做牧者的时候，你大概没有时间写书，也没有人逼你写书。现在我还是你的主任牧师，所以我给你时间要你写书。
It's part of their developmental task.
这个是他们其发展目标之一。
And I don't just assign them different assignments. I pray and ask the Lord to help guide me.
我不只是说我分配工作给他们，我是为他们祷告，求主引领。
So in the international mentoring network God has given to me, I think aboutprobably 35 to 40 books have already been written by Asian authors.
所以在我这个神所赐给我这个国际的网络，跟这些牧者们同行的网络中间，在这个过程中间，亚洲人大概有好几十本书已经写出来了。
It is to help them grow and develop with a sense of destiny and intentionality in the use of their time and their ministry.
这个就是帮助他们在如何使用自己的时间、精力跟方向、目的方面帮助他们成长。第三个问题是，门训是一定有老师对学生的单向教导吗？或门训也是弟兄姊妹彼此之间的激励呢？
If you don't mind, I'm going to ask my boss and my wife to come up and answer that question for us.
如果你不介意，我请我的老板，就是我的太太，上来回答这个问题。
Because Anne and I have been working together.
因为我太太跟我一起同工。
We develop discipleship materials together.
门训的材料我们是两个人一起发展出来的。
Thank you for having me.
谢谢我让我有机会上来。
This is a very interesting question because it's always asked.
因为这条问题常被人家问，是一个蛮有趣的问题。
We look upon discipleship as a classroom teaching.
我们常常把门训看成好像是在教室里面的一个课程。
But discipleship is not just classroom.
可是门训不只是教导而已。
Discipleship is one life upon another life.
门训是一个生命影响另外一个生命。
Discipleship is how I walk with God.
门训是我如何与神同行。
Disciple making is how I help someone to walk with God.
训练门徒是我如何帮助别人去跟随耶稣，与耶稣同行。
So in our early years, when our church was very small, we started as a church for 17 people.
我们教会早期非常小，一开始就大概17个人而已。
We will gather the young and old, and we will mentor them 1 to 3 people, 1 to 2 people, 1 to maybe 5 people. Very small groups.
所以我们开始是用很小的小组，一个对两个，一个对三个，一个对五个，这样来带领他们。
What do we do in the mentoring group or discipleship group? We share about our devotional life. We share about the word.
在这些门训小组中间，我们做什么呢？我们跟他们分享我们的灵修生活，我们跟他们分享我们读经生活。
Then we ask each one of us to share with one another how they walk with God. What did the Lord say to them?
然后我们就邀请他们每个人都分享说他们如何与神同行，以及上帝向他们说什么话。
And we pray for each other.
然后我们为他们祷告。
And the longer the group, the deeper we go into their lives.
当这个小组越来越长时间，聚集越来越久，我们就越来越近，深入一点。
And as a result, our discipleship group grew, not in size, but in more groups.
然后因此我们的这种门训小组就开始成长，成长不是说组变大，而是组变多。
Because once our mindset is changed, we must understand discipleship is not me teaching a whole class on discipleship materials.
当我们观念改变，门训不是说我一个人对着一群人教一些教材。
Like my husband has been discipling and mentoring his 2 senior pastors for more than 40 years, 30 to 40 years.
像我的丈夫，他为我们下面两任的主任牧师一直门训他们，差不多30-40年的时间。
He said 36 years.
他说36年。
And those early years is different from what he will do mentor them now. The curriculum is different.
就早年所用的材料内容跟现在是不一样的。
Because now these 2 gentlemen are senior pastors of the church.
因为现在这两位弟兄已经成为教会的主任牧师了。
So the discipling and the mentoring material takes on a different form, takes on a deeper light.
所以里面的内容会用各式各样不同的形式，不同的深度来进行。
So discipleship in our church started that way. That's how we raise many leaders in the small little groups of disciple making.
所以门训在我们教会中间一开始就是从这些很小的地方带起同工来。
But it is only like 15 years ago that we started having discipleship in a bigger setting.
只是到15年前我们才开始说比较广，比较全面性的做这个门训。
So we gather and about 800 people sign up, but we selected only 600.
所以大概有800人要参与，我们大概选了600人左右。
So for the first hour, we have a plenary teaching. We teach them for 1 hour.
所以我们第一个钟头是教导。
But then 1.5 hours, they will go into their small groups, discipleship groups.
后面的一个半钟头，他们就分成各个不同的小组。
So therefore, disciple making is not Christian education.
所以门训不是基督教教育。
So what do we do during that 1 hour?
所以那个钟头我们做什么呢？
That is another question because we write all our own materials.
然后那是另外一个问题，因为我们自己写我们自己的内容。
According to the needs of the people in spiritual growth.
根据我们所面对的人，他们属灵成长的需要而写的。
Yeah, so out of that study comes Roots and Wings and various others, Grace and Glory and so on.
Okay, 所以从这中间出来一些很多的人。
Bible studies, discipleship Bible studies.
就这个门训的查经。
So I'm thankful for our partnership over the years in these discipleship Bible studies together.
我非常感恩我们两个人在这个事情上面一直同工很久。
Why don't you stay here and help us with the rest of the questions?
他邀请他在这边回答问题。Okay, 第四个问题。 第四个问题是，请问许多牧者都知道门训的重要，依你的经验或观察，教会牧者不做或是无法落实的最大原因为何？
I believe every pastor understands the need for discipleship.
我相信每一位牧者都明白知道门训的需要。
And one of the main hurdles for not doing that is because of time and also many other programs that are going on.
其中一个妨碍的原因就是时间有限，还有教会太多活动。
I think in the early days when our church was smaller, like maybe 70, 100, 200 people, we are able to give attention to discipleship, disciple making.
我相信在我们教会早期100多200人的时候，我们可以花很多关注力在训练门徒。
And most of the time we actually spend with people growing them in the Lord, growing them in spiritual maturity.
我们花很多时间帮助他们在主里面成长，属灵上面成熟。
And as a result, we spend a lot of one-to-one time, one to a small group time with them.
所以我们花很多一对一或一个对一个小组这样的时间。
So discipleship, disciple making is not about attending a class, it's about having, starting a relationship actually.
所以门训不是参加一个课程，它其实是开始一个关系。
But today pastors don't have the time.
可是今天牧者太忙没时间。
And they cannot give the attention.
他们没有办法给人这种关注。
So in the year 1993, I was studying in Chicago, Trinity.
所以1993年我在芝加哥上一神学院里面上课。
And I have the burden to turn a program-based church to a cell group church.
所以我有一个负担，就是把一个以节目为导向的教会改成一个以小组为导向的教会。
So I did that as my thesis, and I studied about program-based church.
所以这个是我论文的题目，所以我就研究这些以节目为导向的教会。
Because in most churches, you have so many programs, women group, mission group, you have men's group, prayer group, whatever group, you have so many programs going on.
因为在一般教会中间有很多的节目在进行，比如说妇女的团契、弟兄的团契、宣教的团契等等各式各样的组。
But I think the most important is to be able to form communities of spiritual growth. We need small groups to help us grow.
可是最重要我觉得是我们需要小组来帮助我们发展出一种关系来牧养。
So the pastor is not fixed on having to, you know, get volunteers for this program, that program. The pastor's attention is to understand how am I going to make our congregation, our members grow spiritually.
所以如果这样子的话，牧师就不需要花太多时间在为每一个施工找一些参与的人来帮助来运作那个施工，而是他能够关注人，他的会众会有属灵的成长。
Just to be clear, programs are important because they give structures.
可是我要澄清一点，就是说节目重要，因为它为我们提供架构。
But programs don't disciple; it's disciples who disciple disciples.
可是节目不会训练门徒，是门徒训练门徒。
And one of the great problems in the global church is a lot of pastors themselves have not been discipled.
普世的教会中间其中一个挑战就是说很多的牧者他自己并没有被人门训过。
So it's very hard to reproduce something they have not experienced.
所以很难说教他们去产生一些他自己没有经验过的东西出来。
That's why our commitment now in the Global Alliance is to form churches to church leaders to revitalize churches in terms of a mutual encouragement to one another.
所以因此在我们现在的机构，我们其中一样做的事情就是帮助普世的教会能够建立起这种互相鼓励的关系。
So that pastors and Christian leaders can encourage each other in the journey of discipleship and disciple making as they learn how to do it.
所以当这些牧者能够在这个网络中间学习彼此鼓励扶持来门训的时候，他们就一起在门训上面成长。
And the learning, I kept it very simple to only four steps.
然后这个学习过程，我可以把它简化成为四步。
Discover the truth, apply the truth.
发现真理，应用真理。
Reap the benefits, pass it on.
得到它的好处，然后把它传承下去。第五个问题，詹姆斯是否可以具体谈谈你是如何在忙碌的主任牧职中，每天停下来检视自己的生命？你会每天为自己分别多少时间来做这个事？又是如何去安排这个时段的？是一个整段时间还是碎片式的？此外，你又是如何平衡这个需要以及教会的事物，也包括人的需要之间的张力？
There are two ways to answer the how question.
两个办法可以回答这个如何的这个问题。
One is to give a formula, the other is to give the principles.
第一个是给你一个方程式，第二个是给你一个原则。
If I give the formula, it might be useless for you.
我给你一个方程式，可能对你没什么用。
I go up to the mountain to pray every October each month, each year, when I was senior pastor.
当我是当主任牧师的时候，我会去山上每年十月祷告。
It doesn't mean if you are senior pastor, you should go up to the mountain to pray every October.
这个就并不表示说，如果你是主任牧师，你必须每年十月去找一个山头跑上去祷告。
I do it because God called me to do it.
我这样做是因为神要我这样做。
And I led in such a way that when I told my board this is what I sense God's leading, they freely set me free to do it.
所以我这样做就是我跟我的同工这样讲，他们就释放我，给我有这个自由去做这个事情。
But you imagine a senior pastor with difficulty in his church board, difficulty leading his church, he said, I won't go up to the mountain 1 month to pray because I will follow Edmund Chan's example. It wouldn't work.
所以如果你跟你的长职位有张力，你跟他说张牧师是这样子，我也要这样子，这个大概没有办法的。
So there are some things I can tell you as a formula. It might work for me, but may not work for you.
所以如果我把这个方程式给你，对我有用，对你不一定有用。
So as a principle, it's easier because as principles, we can be guided.
所以如果是一个原则，可能比较容易，我们能够被这个原则引导。
So one general principle I found helpful is an hour a day a month, and a week a year.
所以我一般的原则，我会说一天一个小时，一个月一天，然后一年一个礼拜。
So all of us have annual leave. You can take a week to read, to refresh, to think, to pray, to grow, to reflect on your journals. But you can take that week to anchor in the Lord as you prepare the year ahead.
所以像我们在座各位，你也可以在你的处境中用一年里面用一个礼拜时间单独寻求神，然后祷告安静。
But it's a week you can take from your annual leave to refresh yourself.
然后你也可以用你的年制的假期来做这个事情。
A day a month is where you can take a day of prayer each month.
然后一个月一天，你可以在一个月里面找一天来用来祷告。
But the most precious thing to me is this hour a day.
可对我来讲最宝贵的是每天一个小时。
Because it's day by day where the transformation comes.
因为这个就是一日复一日，这个更新改变是这样来的。
But the whole principle I'm pursuing is intimacy with God.
可是整个原则是我一直在追寻与神有更亲密的关系。
And as we grow older, the more we realize how important intimacy is.
所以当我们年纪越大，我们就越发觉亲密的关系越来越重要。
So the question is not, have you done your quiet time? Have you done it 6 o'clock in the morning, etc.?
所以问题不在于说你今天有没有灵修，你有没有六点钟起来祷告。
The question is, are you enjoying that intimacy with God?
真正的问题是在那段时间里，你是否享受？
How do I balance the tension between this need and church commitment and other relational needs?
所以这个问题的第三个部分是说，我如何在这种需要以及教会的责任中间的张力中间来平衡。
I define wisdom as balancing the tensions of life in the fear of the Lord.
然后我对智慧的定义是，在神给我们工作的场所中间如何平衡张力。
And I learn I don't need to do everything.
然后我学习到我不需要所有事情都做。
It's a principle from Exodus chapter 18, advice of Jethro to Moses.
这个就是出埃及记十八章耶提罗给摩西的劝告。
And many of us say the principle is principle of delegation. Choose able men, delegate the work to them.
人们以为这个是一个赋权分工的一个建议。
That's not the advice of Jethro to Moses.
可是这个却不是真正耶提罗给摩西的。
It is part of the advice, but it's not the focus of his advice.
它是这个忠告的一部分，可是不是忠告的重点。
Here's the focus of the advice.
这个忠告的重点是
You are to teach them two things.
你要教他们两样事情。
The way they are to walk and the work they are to do.
他们该行的路以及他们该做的事。
In other words, the mandate, the way they are to walk, and the mission, the work they are to do.
换句话就是使命跟他们该做的工作。
So Moses, this is your focus.
所以摩西，这是你的重点。
Everything that takes you away from that focus.
所有使你离开这个重点的。
Of teaching the people of God the way they are to walk and the work they are to do.
使你离开说要教你神的子民。他们该如何跟随主，以及他们该做什么
？The mandate of walking in a manner pleasing to God and the work of mission.
做一个讨神喜悦、跟随主的人，以及他们的使命。
Anything that will distract you from this focus, you delegate out to others.
任何妨碍你做这个事情的事，你都分给别人去做。
So that don't miss the so that you can keep your focus right.
所以不要忘记这个所以这个重要性，所以你能够使你的焦点放在对的地方。
So I balance all this tension by defining what is my focus.
所以我要平衡这个张力，我需要先定义我的焦点是什么。
In the light of my strength and my calling.
在我的力量跟我的呼召中。
The rest I delegate them out.
我其他的不在这个范围的我就
分出去。So that I can fulfill my primary obligation and the mission of my calling.
所以我能够满足我最重要的呼召以及我该做的事情。
And the rest is to build a team of leaders so that they can fulfill the work of the ministry.
所以其他的交给一个团队来帮助。
So the answer is I can't balance everything until I learn what my focus is, what distracts me from this focus that I can delegate out to a team of leaders.
所以我无法平衡这个张力，除非我知道我的焦点是什么，以及什么事情妨碍我能够交托给别人做。
I think what Anne meant by the cordon she whispered to me is I operate on four cordons that help me.
我想这个我有四个原则帮助我来运作。
These are the four questions I ask myself.
这个四个原则是四个问题我问我自己的。
What can I do? What I can't do?
我能做什么？我不能做什么
？What I won't do?
我不会做什么
？And what I must do?
我一定该做什么
？And I first focus on what I must do.
我先集中精力在我必须要做的事。
Because I can do many things.
因为我可以做很多事。
One of the things I would love to do is to teach in a seminary.
其中一样我喜欢做的就是去神学院里面授课。
I do contribute to the seminary in different courses, but that's not my calling to be a seminary lecturer.
我偶尔去教，可是我的呼召不是去神学院教书。
My calling is to serve as God called me as a senior pastor, now as a leadership mentor.
所以我的呼召是神呼召我当主任牧师，现在是作为牧者的这个督导。
So my obligation, my commitments, what I must do must be very clear. My focus.
所以我的委身必须跟我必须要做的事情要一致。
Then any other what they call discretionary time, I can take into what I can do in terms of contribution. I can contribute to the academia. I can contribute in various things.
然后剩下的时间跟精力我就可以做那些我可以做的，比如说偶尔教教课，或者说写一些论文等等。
But there are certain things I won't do.
可是有一些事情我不会做的。
I won't make decisions for my staff just because they cannot make the decision.
比如说我不会替我的同工们做决定，如果他们没有办法做决定。
My job is to equip them so that they are competent in making those decisions.
我的工作是装备他们，以致他们能够有自信、有能力去做决定。
But I won't decide for them.
可是我不会为他们做决定。
For 13 years now, I'm not the senior pastor, so I won't step into the church to tell the leaders what they must do. That's not my job.
我已经从主任牧师的位置退下来13年，我不会再回去那个位置告诉他们该做什么。
There are certain things I can't do. I can't sing.
有一些是我不能做，比如说我不能唱歌。
So I can't join the choir.
所以我不能参加诗班。
So you have to be clear what I can do, what I can't do, what I won't do, what I must do.
所以你必须要这四样事情非常清楚：我能做什么，我不能做什么，我会做什么，我不会做什么。第六个，看过你写的某确类一书，觉得改变一个地方教会的系统很难，作为一个普通会友很难影响，如何从自己做起？另外，进行门训是不是只是一种模式？
Changing the system of the church is hardest. We only change to prayer and to leadership.
改变一个教会是非常难的，除非用祷告，从领袖开始。
Prayer is God's work, for him to work, and leadership is our responsibility.
祷告是让神做工， 领导是我们的职责。
So as an ordinary church member, what do you do?
所以作为一个一般的信徒，你会做，你该做什么呢？
You pray for your leaders and you encourage them.
在你为你教会的领袖祷告。
And then you ask the Lord, Lord, would you help me just learn what I learn, apply it, and pass it on?
所以另外你就是在神面前为自己祷告说，主帮助我学该学的，然后学如何传递出去。
Is that only one model for discipleship? Yes.
是不是只有一种模式呢？对。
There's a name to that model. It's called Jesus.
这个模式的名字叫做耶稣。
There are many expressions of that model.
可是这个模式有很多的表达。
But for it to be radical true discipleship, it must focus on following Jesus.
可是做一个有意义的门徒训练，必须要跟随耶稣。
And following Jesus is about knowing Jesus and loving Jesus.
跟随耶稣就是认识耶稣，爱耶稣。
Serving Jesus and proclaiming Jesus.
服侍耶稣以及宣扬耶稣。
And becoming more and more like Jesus.
而且越来越像耶稣。
That's the model.
这个就是模式。
Every other thing and material and methodology are expressions of discipleship.
坊间找到所有不同的在材料各方面的都是这种模式的表达。
Different expressions of discipleship training and methodologies.
不同的方法都是不同的形式来表达这一个核心。
But we must, by God's grace, align them towards knowing Jesus and loving Him and following Him.
我们需要靠主的恩典帮助他们跟耶稣同步，跟随他，爱他。
So there are no ordinary church members.
所以因此从这个角度来看，没有所谓一般信徒。
We are all called to be disciples and make disciples.
我们都是需要成为门徒，并且训练门徒。
And then pray that there are healthy families being built and therefore healthy churches arising.
所以我们要祷告，健康的家庭被建立，所以教会能够健康。
Discipleship begins at home.
门训从家庭开始。
In the marriage relationship.
在你的婚姻关系中。
In the parenting.
在做父母中的时候。
I promise you, you build healthy families, you will have healthy churches.
我可以跟你肯定的说，如果你的家庭健康，你的教会会健康。
But if you build a large church, but you have unhealthy families, eventually you have an unhealthy church.
如果你建立一个大型教会，可是里面有很多不健康的家庭，你的教会不会健康。
So I encourage ordinary church members build strong families.
所以我会鼓励各位所谓的普通的会友，你建立你一个健康的家庭。
It will make all the difference.
这个就会翻天覆地了。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是节目主持人方华。每次听曾经发牧师的讲道，总会有许多的启发和收获。跟随耶稣，服侍耶稣，宣扬耶稣，是门徒训练的目标，也是我们服侍主一生的使命。谢谢您收听今天的晨曦讲座，愿神赐您平安喜乐。我们下回再会。烧中的心